This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin had more than 300 homicides last year. That's a 70% increase from 2019. Law enforcement agents say there are too many guns on the streets, and some politicians are using the deaths as political talking points. Corrine Hess has more.
Torando Long used to spend his mornings taking long walks around his Kenosha neighborhood. His sister Ramonda Thomas says exercise brought him joy. Long turned 28 on Valentine's Day, 2021. For his birthday, his mom and sister gave him new workout clothes and a pair of headphones. He was wearing the gifts the next morning when he was shot 3 times in the stomach during his daily walk. Thomas believes her brother thought he was being asked for directions.
He always walked early in the day. It's never like late at night or anything like that, so I don't think he worried about anything.
Long's death was Kenosha's first homicide of 2021. The city ended the year with 16 murders, up from 6 in 2019. That increase was reflected statewide. Kenosha police believe Long was a victim of mistaken identity when he was gunned down. Kenosha's interim police chief, Eric Larson, says guns have become the fallback in arguments leading to more deaths.
And we've seen that in many circumstances, whether it be at taverns, on the street, all these different locations, including some of the domestics.
For Thomas, her brother's death changed the way she thinks about her hometown.
We know now that we can't live in a world where you can go anywhere and be anywhere at any time, because you can be walking down the street and get killed at 9 in the morning, then you're not really safe.
Wisconsin had 315 homicides last year. About 200 of those were in Milwaukee County. And this year is already off to a deadly start. By February 22nd, Milwaukee County had already seen 38 homicides. Last year's 38th homicide was recorded on April 11th. Some politicians, now in the throes of campaigning, are turning the statistics into talking points. Milwaukee's acting mayor, Cavalier Johnson, would like to see a portion of the state's $2.9 billion budget surplus used to address Milwaukee's challenges with public safety. But that's unlikely. Governor Tony Evers says he has directed $45 million in COVID federal aid to local governments for public safety. He pushed the issue to the Republican-led legislature and called for an increase to shared revenue payments to municipalities.
We've had great trouble with the Republicans getting shared revenue increased in the state. That's the money that those municipalities use to do their work, including fire and police protection.
But some people have felt desperate and lacked confidence in police. That's why University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee criminologist Theodore Lentz says he would have been surprised if there had not been an increase in violence in the last 2 years.
We kind of had the perfect storm. We had the COVID-19 pandemic. And when you couple that with the massive amount of social unrest that we had with the protests and, you know, additional incidents, police shootings and things like that, that just kind of kept that sparks thriving.
Criminologists like Lentz don't have an exact answer about why the crime wave of the 1990s slowed, and they don't know what will make this spike in homicides go down.
It's thinking too about, well, you know, who's at the highest risk for violence? You know, if we see some positive changes, are they part of that positive change?
Back at the Thomas home, Long's memory lives on in photos scattered across the living room.
He was really big in our family because, you know, he was the firstborn.
It's a February afternoon, but the family's Christmas tree is still up. Thomas says her brother loved the holiday.
He came and wrapped all of our gifts. We kind of hold on to that.
Homicides are trending up this year again. And unless something changes, there will be even more families like this across Wisconsin trying to keep memories like these alive. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.